At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Hardwood Handicappers, VSiN's premier NBA betting podcast.
Welcome in, Hardwood Handicappers, February 7th. It's Kelly Bidlin, and it's... Nobody else. Just Kelly. All by my lonesome today, busy Super Bowl week. We have received the tweets. We wanted to make sure we got pods out to you guys. We're going to do our best to do one. Obviously, I'm doing one today. We're going to do our best to do them tomorrow and Friday. Yes, me, JVT, Zach, all very busy this week with the Super Bowl going on and in town. So we apologize. Trying to get back on track, though, and get these out to you guys 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. That will be the plan going forward. I promise you, outside of Super Bowl week, we will be very consistent. I think even we were surprised a little bit with some of the craziness that this week brought. But anyways, I wanted to at least hop on here, get some stuff out to you guys of what we are looking at today. Not exactly the sexiest card today to break down, but thought we would at least go game by game with you. First off, we do have a trade that has come down. Utah Jazz trading Fontecchio to the Detroit Pistons. That's going to be a second rounder and Kevin Knox back to the Jazz. Woj with that report. That's an interesting one to watch. Fontecchio going to be a restricted free agent in the summertime. He's been pretty good for the Jazz this year. 8.9 points per game, 3.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists per game. Jazz, what is he, plus 3.5 on off for the Jazz so far this season. So definitely he's been one of the pleasant surprises for Utah. I think that's a good, nice little under-the-radar move by the Pistons. Obviously, we're probably going to see some bigger names traded here in the next 24 hours, but don't know that for sure. So that's the first trade of note, I guess, worth reporting. For some of you out there, you're going to say that wasn't even worth it, Kelly. But hey, that's where I'm starting with. Fontecchio's really jumped out to me at least this year, so I was surprised to see him get shipped to Detroit. I think that is a good pickup by the Pistons. But anyways, let's get into the card tonight. Stick around for those of you who have not signed up for DraftKings yet either. Maybe you're a longtime VSiN listener or subscriber. We appreciate you for that. Maybe you haven't downloaded DraftKings yet or gotten a DraftKings account. Maybe you are living in a state where DraftKings just got to. Stick around. I got quite a promotional offer for you at the end of this pod that I will go over. I want to make sure to get through all the games with you first, though. Raptors and Hornets, top of the rotation. What a battle in Charlotte tonight, 7:10 Eastern time. The Hornets will be without LaMelo Ball. Gordon Hayward questionable right now as I record. This is 2:15 Eastern time as I record this. Cody Martin questionable as well. Raptors looking like everybody will be good to go for them. 3-4 for both of these teams. Rest situation tonight. Heading into this game for both sides. So both been playing a fair amount of basketball here recently. Raptors on a road trip. Here laying 7.5 right now. 225.5 to 226 is your total. Staring at the board right now. This is a no play here at all for me. This has gotten to the point you're talking about. And yes, I'm apologizing ahead of time. There's going to be a lot of live stream of consciousness from me today that you're getting. You're talking with these two teams. Toronto 2-9 over their last 11th, 29th in the NBA. In net rating outside of garbage time minutes, that over at clearingtheglass.com. That is second worst in the NBA. The only team worse than them, the Charlotte Hornets, 2-10 over this date range, minus 13.8 net rating during that time. So neither one of these teams playing really great. Toronto obviously has made a couple big trades here, really reshaped their team. This would be I mean, if I had to make a play here, it would be taking 7.5 points with the Charlotte Hornets. But biggest advantage you have as a bettor is you don't have to play everything. The books have to post everything. So we're going to pass on that one. Keep on cruising. Cavs at the Wizards tonight. The Cavaliers, 11.5 point favorites right now. That is basically painted across the board, no matter where you're betting at. So, 11.5 point favorites, looking at about 234 to 234.5 on the total as of right now. Injuries for this game. Kyle Kuzma looks like he will go. Marvin Bagley will be out for the Wizards tonight. Nothing major to report on the Cleveland side here. Cleveland has been one of the best teams in the NBA recently, if you have not been watching. Over their last 11 games, 10-1. Tops net rating in the NBA, not even really that close. And that's the Clippers that are in second I'm talking about. But really not even that close. Second best offense over that time. Best defense over that time. Allowing only 105 points per 100 possessions. This Cleveland defense playing incredible. Washington continuing to struggle 2-9 in their past 11. We go to the back to the bottom of the net ratings charts where they're coming 28th. So Toronto and Charlotte both behind them. This is a team that we thought would find some offensive successes here and struggle on defense. Right now, their defense actually playing a little bit better than their offense. Slight lean to the under on this game. Wanted to see where this total moved to, but it painted really 234.5. It has some 234s out there. Lean to the under here. I don't want to say it was really close, but one I was looking at pretty hard was the underplay here. Ended up passing on it. You get Kuzma back in the lineup for the Wizards. Going to get some added scoring from him. So lean to the under there, but it's going to be a pass for me in that one. 7:40 Eastern, Warriors at the Sixers. Major injuries to watch out for in this game if you are betting it. On the Sixers side, Joel Embiid obviously out. Marcus Morris is questionable. Daniel House is questionable. Let's see. Batum, Bob Covington, all those guys are out. D'Anthony Melton out. We know those. The big one that popped up this morning was Tyrese Maxey. Questionable with an illness. Missed shoot-around. Saw that going around Twitter this morning. So probably looking like he's trending downward for Tyrese Maxey right now. I didn't like that report seeing that he missed shoot-around this morning. It is reflected in the betting odds. But before I get to those real quick, Golden State. Andrew Wiggins will go tonight. It looks like Draymond questionable, though, right now on the injury report as a record. The market did respond. This is out to five with the Warriors. Out to five. They will be five-point road favorites in this one. 235, 235.5, the total on this game. This was one that I was looking a little bit closer at yesterday on the opener when it opened at about 1.5, 2 points. I think I saw it at last night is when I was considering a play on the Warriors. Now, I think that looks even better now with Maxey possibly going to avoid or miss this game with an illness or maybe even being playing through an illness. I missed the number move, though. The report came through that he had missed a shoot-around while I was on the air on a numbers game this morning with Gil Alexander. So that I missed the number move. I think what I'm going to do with this game now is just handle this live betting, see if Philly gets out to a hot shooting start or something like that and be able to jump in on Golden State live. Golden State 4-4 over their past eight, over the past eight games, but playing a little bit better maybe than their record would suggest. And, you know, I think some of the reports would suggest Klay Thompson seems to be the headline with everything they're doing with him right now. And yes, he's working through some struggles for Klay Thompson. I mean, I think if you just look at his numbers overall, they're really not that bad, compared to everybody else in the NBA. But we understand that he and a lot of people hold him to a higher standard. But 4-4 over their last eight, plus 4.2 net rating outside of garbage time minutes. That is good for eighth best in the NBA. Top 11. Yeah, I say 11 because that's where their defense comes in. But top 11 offense and defense during that time. So this team has been playing pretty good, being slept on a little bit with their recent play. Meanwhile, the Sixers on that road trip, dealing with the Embiid injury, dealing with whatever sickness Maxey's battling through right now. Other injuries on the team, all these rumors swirling. Are they going to do anything before the trade deadline? Are they not going to do anything before trade deadline tomorrow? I think there's a lot of questions going on with this Philly team. that this would be a Golden State look for me. I think I'm going to end up avoiding this pregame. Hate that I missed that number moving. But even if I caught it, it probably would have been small play pregame and then look to jump in live, see if there's a, Philly hits 65% or whatever their shots through the first quarter and a half, and you can jump in on the Golden State side. But I'm going to leave that one open to live betting for tonight. Down in Miami, we have the Heat hosting the Spurs tonight. Back-to-back situation for the Miami Heat, picking up a win last night over the Orlando Magic. I made a play here. This is my one bet actually for the night, is on the San Antonio Spurs. One of my first bets of the year, I believe, on the San Antonio Spurs. No reason for that in particular, besides don't really particularly love betting on bad teams all the time. But, man, this one is just this feels like the trap game of the night, trap bet of the night. If you're following along with me, tread lightly. This is a smaller bet for me tonight, but I did take the points with San Antonio. Okay, let's go. Let's dive into the numbers. Miami over their last 12, 4-8 over that time, minus 7.9 net rating, 26th in the NBA. Their offense, second worst in the NBA over that time period. San Antonio, better than them right now. Flat out better than what Miami's been putting on the court so far. I understand that's crazy to say, and are they truly better? Probably not. But you're talking about what these teams have done recently. The numbers scream that this is a play on San Antonio tonight. Do I expect Miami to show up? Do I expect a couple of days off for San Antonio in Miami to maybe be a bad thing? Yeah, you never know what you're going to get in those situations. But the fact that this is out to 8 is a little absurd to me. It had to be a small play for me tonight on the San Antonio Spurs. So that is my one play for this evening, is the Spurs taking the points. I bet it at 7.5. It's out to 8, though. Obviously, like it even more than that. At this point, you might as well just wait, see where this goes. I was expected to get bet on the Spurs side a bit, but at this point, I'd probably just wait, get closer to game time. This might even creep out to 8.5. If you can get one of those, that would be great. All right, Atlanta and Boston. This one also at 7:40 Eastern time. Boston, a 12.5-point home favorite, 243.5 to 244.5. So where I'm seeing the total at right now for this game. Let's see. Atlanta, DeJounte Murray, questionable for this game. Quinn Capella out. DeAndre Hunter, probable. Jaylen Brown, probable for the Celtics. Drew Holiday, questionable for the Celtics. So a lot going on here with the injury report. I think this is going to end up being just a stay away. Really nothing I can offer right now. I think I'm done probably going up too often against the Celtics, laying these big numbers at home. This team is just so well-rounded, and when they are clicking, they are the best team in the NBA, Boston. And do I think Atlanta has the firepower to keep this competitive? Yes, I do. Do I think 12.5 is a whole heap load of a lot of points with a team that can score? Yeah, I do. It would be lean to the Atlanta side for me, but with the injury report, like it is right now, this spread in total could wildly swing before we actually tip off tonight. All right, moving to the late games. We got two West Coast games tonight. Pelicans at Clippers, 10:10 Eastern time tip for this game. Right now, Clippers 6.5-point home favorites, 231.5, your total that you're seeing most places. Also, key injury report here. Looks like Zubac will go for the Clippers. You have Najee Marshall and Zion Williamson, both questionable for the Pelicans. Feels like Zion's been tagged with this questionable tag, though, the past few games. It has played, I believe, through every time he's been listed that. Maybe I should check that before I say that. This is what I'll be monitoring, though. If Zion goes, it's a pass. If he doesn't, this is a play on the Clippers for me. This Clippers team is just a wrecking ball right now. You're talking 9-1 through their last 10, plus 12.3 net rating, second best, only behind those Cleveland Cavaliers we talked about earlier. They have looked incredible. New Orleans is great. Everybody's listening to this pod knows I love Zion, knows I love this New Orleans Pelicans team. They struggle with consistency. I think they struggle with some of the better teams in the NBA. I don't know that this is an ideal matchup for them going against the Clippers tonight either. So I'm going to wait and see here, play the injury game. If Zion gets ruled out, if I can run and lay 6.5 before that number moves up too much, that's where I will also be betting that side tonight. That is one that I do have circled. Otherwise, we'll probably look to play in game, but I don't know. It depends how healthy Zion is. If he's truly going in 100%, again, anybody who's listened to this podcast, like, I like Zion and these Pelicans enough, I'll probably end up staying away just altogether. But if he does get ruled out, I think it's a play on the Clips for me. Last game of the night then, Pistons at the Kings. This one, 10-10 Eastern. You're talking Kings 13.5-point favorites right now, 242-ish your total. Injuries in this game. Cade Cunningham right now a questionable. Bojan Bogdanović a questionable for Detroit. We talked earlier about the trade that the Pistons made as well. I would think this is a Kings play or pass. I mean, it's going to be a pass for me, but with everything going on in Detroit, I would look at Kings, maybe team total over something like that if you really wanted to get involved. That's probably where I'd be looking tonight. But it's a complete pass for me. I would suggest you do the same. So, again, just to recap, only thing that I'm on pregame here tonight, Spurs plus 8. JVT and Zach both busy today. No bets for them. So Spurs plus 7.5 for me. You can get it at plus 8 right now. That would be the one that I'll be betting. I will be monitoring Zion injury news. Could end up on the Clippers before that game tips. And then the Warriors, I will be looking at live. If Tyrese Maxey does not play, I'll be looking to get involved, hopefully, in the with the Golden State Warriors side live here tonight. Did want to tell you guys about that DraftKings offer if you were hanging around for that one. Right now, if you download the DraftKings Sportsbook, this is for new DraftKings customers, and this is a VSiN exclusive offer. So this is quite a deal, actually, that we've been working with DraftKings trying to get you guys something like this. We know our audience. We know our audience likes to bet. Probably even bets a little bit more than the average bettor out there. So this is a $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you bet up to $2,500. So, okay, do that math. You could go $2,500. You bet $2,500. You're getting up to $1,250 in bonus bets. Pretty incredible deal, in my opinion. And frankly, in all the time of me working at Visa, I've nearly never seen us have a promotional offer like this. This is a hell of a deal that I wish I could take advantage of. You guys, again, hopefully can take advantage of out there. Hopefully you're already signed up for DraftKings. But if you're not, this is a great time to do it, obviously, getting that bonus. Again, this is DraftKings Sportsbook on the app. Use the code VSIN, V-S-I-N, VSIN, when you sign up. That will get you that $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you bet now. So go get that. All my time here, I don't remember a promotional offer that we've ever done at VSIN that's been as valuable as this one. And so if you don't have the DraftKings Sportsbook, I absolutely would take advantage of this right now. Go get that. Go get that free extra money for you on some bonus bets. All right. Thanks for hanging with me today. Appreciate all you guys being patient with us this week. We have been a little crazy with everything going on with the Super Bowl coverage here at VSiN. Appreciate you guys being patient. You can always tweet at us, though, if you're looking for, update on pods, plays, anything like that. Make sure to respond to you guys when we can. Let's see, for JVT and Zach, they're not here right now, and they're busy, but this has been Kelly Bedlin. Hopefully you enjoyed the solo pod. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.